Blackstone Audio presents Quake by Jack Douglas. This book is read by Tom Taylorson. Part 1. Epicenter. Chapter 1. Outside the United States Federal Courthouse at 500 Pearl Street in Lower Manhattan, Assistant U.S. Attorney Nick Dykstra wove his way through the throng of protesters, hundreds of them, hefting signs and chanting, "A Levy must leave," at the top of their lungs.
Catchy, Nick thought, but far from the best I've heard outside 500 Pearl.
Nick kept his head down, not that he thought he'd be recognized. The Honorable Justice Kay Gatos had rightly banned cameras from the courtroom for the duration of the case, leaving the public with little more than 1980s-style courtroom illustrations to gawk at when they tuned in to CNN after work to catch their highlights of the day's trial testimony. And the courtroom sketches, created by artists hanging on to an all-but-obsolete trade, hardly did Nick justice, at least in his opinion. Besides, it was the defense attorneys who were the glory seekers. They had everything to gain and nothing to lose by grandstanding. Career prosecutors like Nick didn't give a damn what the general public thought of them, so long as their higher-ups caught the full show. Particularly the President of the United States, or future presidents, to be more precise. No matter what happened at this trial, Nick thought it was highly unlikely that he would be appointed a U.S. attorney or federal judge within the next 2 years. And by January 2017, when the next U.S. president took office, this trial would be long forgotten by everyone but its participants.
"Unless I nail a Levy with the death penalty," Nick mused as he shoved his way through the crowd.